Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rolling with a Diva. I'm Sabrina Williams and I'm your host. And for the next 30 to 90 minutes, we're going to do some great interviews, enjoy some great music, and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you for listening. Have a good time and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the other people listening from Cali. Hey, my people in California. Hi, Pastor Cedric. Hi, Lady Sharon. And she's a lady because she's actually the first lady because she's a pastor's wife. So some people might not understand it because you guys might have a different culture, but in the African-American black culture, our lady of the church, the first lady is our first lady. So she's blessing us today with her presence, with her husband, which is Pastor Cedric. And we are going to be doing talking to Pastor Cedric about his about the clothesline that they have about grief. But before we do that, I want to thank my sponsors, which are, Rolling with the Diva Volante grant for creating my logo. Sorry, I almost like had a blank moment there. And for No Quit Tennis for sponsoring my son throughout the years for tennis, and I really appreciate you guys. No Quit Tennis is the fifth in the nation for all tennis players. Most people know that my sisters are Venus and Serena Williams, and I know already people that they didn't win the doubles, but you can't win everything, so it's okay. They'll be okay. They need to rest. Go on vacation. One of them just had a baby. My guy. I wish I could get back up on the court after having a baby like that. So they need to go on a rest. But they did good. Good job, girls. Anyway, I am actually pulling up things as I talk because you guys know I do 10 million things. But I am going to, in just one second, before we do that, I just want to address a topic that I got an email for and that people have been going back and forth on Facebook. Everybody knows I have 39 years or more, actually 37 or more, 2 years don't count, with social service. And I've been dealing with people who have been abused sexually, addiction, all kinds. Las Vegas is the biggest hub for sex trafficking and drug abuse and substance abuse, including gambling, alcohol, and drugs. And sometimes there's other factors that can be included in that. But somebody asked me, why wasn't I willing to admit that I need to be my brother's keeper for people who lived on the street? My response was, I am my brother's keeper. I can pray for them. However, people have to want to be helped to help, because you have to understand, sometimes, and this is where God and Satan come into play, because Satan got his happy butt kicked out of heaven, because he chooses sometimes to try to test us out and fake us. That's just my interpretation. But we sometimes follow him because we're not able to for some moment in time to trust God for whatever reason. But sometimes for some people that can lead to deep, like alcohol problems and et cetera. And here in Las Vegas, the problem that we're seeing is that the homeless situation is grave. It's but a lot of the people here are choosing to be on the street. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And when you talk to the people, because somebody asked me, have you went and talked to the person? Yes, I have. So don't always assume that every homeless person wants to be there, but don't always assume that every homeless person wants to get help. When you walk up to a person and you offer a person food and they tell you, I don't drink Starbucks, I'm going to move on. Because at that point, you're not ready for help. You're not ready for anybody's help. And especially if you turn down a $6 caramel macchiato, I'm going to need you to really get real with yourself. All right, enough with that being said. Here we go on to the greatest part of the show. We are now going to go on with Worship Wear Apparel Company with Pastor Cedric Carpenter of Sunflower Christian Fellowship in Los Angeles and owner of Worship Wear Apparel Company. And I'm echoing, so let me make sure that I can hear myself. Go off the speaker. And Pastor Cedric and Mrs. Sharon, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so it's just my phone. All right, so I'm going to go ahead. I did you guys an introduction. First, I'd like you guys to tell us, you know, of course you tell us where you're calling from, But tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into the whole topic of your how your clothing line came about.
Sure. Well, thank you once again, Sabrina, for offering us the opportunity to be able to share information about ourselves and as well as the clothing line in which we represent to give God glory. And my name is Cedric Carpenter, and born and raised in the Los Angeles area, and moved from Los Angeles to Carson, and this is where we reside. I'm a father, I'm a pastor, a father of three beautiful girls, actually four beautiful girls, and one in whom came by way of a friendship with our daughter. And I also have a vocational job in which I do project management amongst so many other hats that I wear. And here alongside with me is my beautiful wife, Sharon Carpenter. I'll let her say a few words here.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sharon Carpenter. I'm the First Lady of Sunflower Christian Fellowship, located in Los Angeles, California. I was born and raised in California. A lot of people won't believe that because they say I have a southern accent, but born and raised here. My current position is to help meet my husband's needs. So whether that be in the ministry, whether that be with clothing line, meeting with people, visiting in the hospitals, counseling, whatever that may be, wherever God leads him, I'm there to follow.
Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Cedric, would you just go ahead as we talked about and pray us in before we start?
Sure. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, just saying thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, and we also thank you, Father, for this broadcast. We ask, Lord, that you would bless all of the listeners that are out there, that you would touch them, whatever it is that they may be going through. Lord, we know that you are the answer, and we pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus right now, that those who are struggling by way of their faith, that you would increase their faith, Father, that you would direct their steps. We thank you, Lord. We ask you would bless Sabrina, the host of this show, and Father God, that you would open up doors for her like never before. We love you. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So we are going to go ahead and start, and we're going to talk about grief, but we're going to talk about it in context of how your wear came about, your worship wear. You have a worship wear for her, and I think you have a worship wear for him. I'm on Facebook right now looking at which daughter is in the beautiful blue.
That's the middle daughter. Her name is Chanel Carpenter.
And the daughter that's in the military green, which is it's not even military. It is military, but it's a really beautiful color.
Yeah, her name is Deja. That's the baby.
Oh, Deja. Hi, Deja. And I tell her I love her curls. Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys to go ahead and start. We had talked about this when we first talked, but go ahead and tell everybody how your worship wear came into fruition and why it
sure.
came into fruition.
Sure. Last year, my mother passed, and my father-in-law also passed. So we had been struggling, and we'd been going through a stormy season, I'll say. And my mother had cancer, and as my wife and I and my family, we were dealing with the issue of the sickness that my mother was dealing with, as well as some of the struggles that my father-in-law who passed, but even my mother-in-law had been ill as well. And so through all of that and just life in of itself, things had pretty much started to get very difficult. And one of the things that God had spoken into my spirit, because I had a really good relationship with my mother, is despite everything that you're going through, continue to worship. And that phrase, worship until you win, God spoke that into my spirit. Despite everything, God said, continue to worship. And it's by way of your worship that you will truly understand that you still have victory despite what the outcome may be. And so that's been my motivator to press on. And as I continue to press on, and when I go to the gym, I would continue to hashtag that phrase while I'm at the gym to continue to keep motivated and also to be a motivator to others that are out there. And it was something, again, a phrase that I used to motivate me and at the same time to glorify God. And so one thing that happened, my wife and I, we had gone on to celebrate our 25th anniversary. And while we were out of town, I received a call from my pastor telling me one of my fellow ministers in the gospel had passed. You know, it was a bad accident that he had, and it hit me pretty hard. And so at that particular moment, what God's spoken to my spirit is when he's called us to do something, we have to act on it. We can't hold back. We can't be fearful, but we must move because we don't know how much time that we're going to have in order to reach people. And so at that time, when he spoke it, Worship Wear Apparel Company was birthed. And that, again, being something that supported me as I had gone through dealing with the impacts of my mother battling cancer, my father-in-law and his illness, and my mother-in-law and just life in of itself, I formed the LLC and, you know, it just started to envelop, and we did the T-shirts and it's history from there.
And I guess one of my questions is, and this phone's going to echo. I don't know why I'm echoing. I'm actually hung up and redialed and it didn't change, but that's okay. So explain how that developing the worship where, did that help you both deal with the grief or no?
Well, the worship where came after my father-in-law and my mother had passed. And
mm-hmm.
so, again, we being people of worship, worship did help us to get through these hard times. Because my father-in-law passed, we started to plan for his services. A week later, my mother passed, and so we had to start planning for her services both at the same time. I eulogized my father-in-law, and shortly thereafter, eulogized my mother. And again, God had strengthened us by way of our faith in carrying us through this whole thing. And so it was a blessing. It's and just the statement, worship until you win, was something that I kind of held on to and looked to
mm-hmm.
God. In God, he helped me to understand that I am a winner based off of the time that he's allowed me to have with my mother, and she's blessed me in that in many different endeavors, and likewise my father-in-law with me as well as my wife.
Okay. And so how would you how was your support system? I guess I want to get into a little bit of the grief. How was your support system for grieving through that?
I think the support system was pretty good. We have a big family, and we have a close-knit family. And when I speak of family, I'm speaking of biological as well as close friends. And so we had a lot of love and support to help us along the way. And one of the things, though, just having dealt with that, although you have that support, when you're in the midst of it, it's just a totally different feeling to have lost someone like a mother or a father that it's always been in your life.
And that brings me to the I'm on a website. It's called the grief.com, and it's sponsored by Dr. David Kessler, in the five stages of grief are this: denial is the first five stages of grief. It helps us to survive the loss. Anger is a necessary stage of the healing. Sometimes people don't go through healing. I mean, through anger, some people just process it on to bargaining. And that's sometime before a loss or sometime after a loss. You can read these on thegrief.com. And then there's depression. After bargaining, our attention, we feel empty. And not everybody's going to feel empty. Not everybody feels these steps, these stages, but sometimes they do. Acceptance is often confused with notion of being all right. I'm okay, it happened. But that doesn't mean that you're going to forget it. Those
right.
are the five stages of grief. So people, if you you can read grief.com, that's where I get it. Dr. David Kessler, thank you for that information. Also on the website, this is a really awesome website because they say the best and worst things to say to people. Because sometimes people will say, and I hated this when my mom passed away, well, it was God's will. And if anybody
mm-hmm.
knows me, I was ready to kick their butt. Because I'm like, well, that maybe not been God's will for them. Because I'm going to tell you, maybe it was selfish, but all I could think about was, who's going to make my German chocolate cake for me at Christmas? Because God knows none of my siblings can cook. That may have been, like, selfish in my mind, but that's all I could cook. So when somebody said God's will, until this day, I'm still trying to find somebody who can cook a German chocolate cake like my mom.
Right.
So I think that some of the best things to say for people is, I'm sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually say, I wish I had the right words.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you feel. And then saying that my favorite memory of your loved one. What do you guys think about those?
Actually, I think that those are awesome. And some people won't see the blessing in which what I'm about to say is that I felt blessed that my husband and I went through this together because there was my dad laying in one hospital and his mother in the other hospital. And so the compassion for each person and what they were going through was high, you know, because a lot of times a person goes through it alone. So say like, if his mother had a past and my mother and my father are still living, I could be compassionate, but not to the level of which I felt when both of us went through it together.
Yeah,
I think
I agree.
That's amazing.
I agree. And you know, what you had indicated, when sometimes people say it was the Lord's will and stop there, it makes it very difficult because the emotions are going all different directions. And for me, the stages of grief that you identified, and I'll say this, my relationship with the Lord has just kind of changed me in a sense to where when this occurred in my life, I glorified God, and I thought more so not of what I lost, but what I was able to gain over the years. I know there are people out there that, you know, they don't have a relationship with their parents, and I understand that. But I thank God for the relationship that I did have with my mother and with my father-in-law and that I still have with my father, who's here with us now. And so I try to ensure that I'm focusing on something that's going to help me to continue to press forward. Not to say that I've forgotten my mother or my father-in-law. I mean, I hold them near and dear to my heart. And that, again, is a motivator for me to move forward and to touch lives and to help people and to encourage, because that's what we've been taught.
And actually, since my father and his mother has passed, there's been several opportunities that I've been able to speak to people who were going through. And what I often tell them is not to focus on the minutes and the moments that you lost the person, but focus on the minutes and the moments and the years and, you know, the months and the weeks that you were able to spend with the person. You know, don't allow the death to erase the life of a person.
Right.
I love that. That's beautiful, Lady Sharon. Now, on your worship wear, how have you seen it impact people? And what are the places that you guys have it where people can find your wear? And where are you planning on taking this to the next level?
Well, some of the responses I've gotten back, it's been all positive responses of people that have first seen the brand, and some of those who have had the opportunity to purchase some of the products. You know, and as they've worn it, you know, they've gotten responses from other people as well. So all positive. And as far as where we're looking to take the brand, I'm just looking for this particular brand because it's not to glorify me, but it's to glorify God. That's the number one purpose of this brand. And I believe, although being active and working it, that God is going to open up the doors of opportunity, and we'll just be there to walk through those doors. It's going to be a lot of work, in which we are experiencing right now, but that's okay. We're used to working hard. And as far as the availability of the product, I do have a website, and it's worshipwearapparelcompany.com. And I also am on Instagram. We're on Instagram at worshipwearapparelcompany. And you can contact me through either of these means. You can, right now, our website, it hasn't been officially launched just yet. We're getting some things aligned, and we are getting product to be able to push out, but we are still selling at the moment. So if you go to the website, you're able to sign up for the mailing list, and of which you will be able to be notified of when we do that official launch. But if you want some product right now, you can inbox me, DM me, and we can get that going and get it shipped out to you immediately. But it'll be there for the masses here shortly.
And I want to say a couple of words about the wear. So I'm looking at the pictures, and I was looking at how the clothes are made. Now, for my curvy women out there, I need you guys to understand this is probably the better plan for you to wear. If you look at some of the sports bras and how the band goes down, and it's a thick band because it has the worship wear logo, it'll stay on your body better. And you don't look like you're lost on Hollywood Boulevard with a little tiny bra on your body. So I'm going to need some of y'all to get used to that. And, yes, I said that because I don't want to hurt no people's feelings. Just like not everybody needs to be in a bikini, and not everybody needs to have Speedos. But when I'm looking at this product, the T-shirts, there's actually tank tops coming too. I got told that today. But look at you guys can actually, and I'm going to tell you, women, we can take this from the gym down to, for some of you people who like the club, but for some of you people who want to go out and have a nice dinner, all you got to do is change into your Converse tennis shoes and or some heels. It actually can work. Okay, I'm just telling you guys all the concepts. Now, for me, I'll be buying some of the clothes in July. For my birthday to travel to Chicago, so I'll put pictures of how I look for you guys. But I think it's a great wear. And if you look at the daughters are not little olive oils. They're not fat either. They're gorgeous and beautiful, but their body size says, I'm a curvy girl, and you need to be in this outfit. That's my public commercial for this product. Thank you. Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I had to say that because I want people to stop wearing those. Those big girls wearing those clothes that they'd be wearing at the gym. Oh, my God, I'm embarrassed for this. Okay.
You and I both. And to tell you.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. I just said.
I have a lot of curvy excited about the line because we are catering to them as well because he has no choice. His wife is a curvy girl. So, you know, we have to put things out, and I feel the same way. In regards to some of the things in which I see plus-size women wearing, it's like, you know, just because they make it in your size, don't wear it. Get the quality and, you know, present yourself well.
Amen on that. And I want to say something. I want to go back to something that you said at the beginning. You were there for your husband. And this is one thing that women are always ask me, how do you make a marriage successful? Just by putting the other person first, like Lady Sharon said in the beginning. I'm here for my husband. She didn't say she was a slave. She didn't say any of that. She's here to assist, to help, and to make it better, because making him better makes her better. So you want a good marriage? Now, mind you, I'm married. Okay, but I'm going to marry myself next year because I'm done with trying to be in love. But I want you guys to understand that was the point she said. And I know people are laughing at me because I said that. But I think I'm doomed for it's not really doomed. I think it's best for me to stay single because I'm too picky. Anyway, that's not the point of this.
She definitely makes me better.
Well, she sounds like it. She sounds like an awesome, like, woman of God. And yes, we do not use the term flat. We use curvy because I want you guys to know that even the Miss Volleyball of last year, she was 5'10". She's considered fat. So I don't think America really understands the term fat. So we're just all curvy. It works well. So I'm sorry. But it does. Okay, so a few more questions. What are the times of you guys church serving, and do you have anything coming up?
I'm sorry, we didn't hear the question.
What times are your church services, and do you have any events coming up at your church?
Our church service is at 11 a.m. And the event that we do have coming up is at the end of the last Sunday of this month is our 9th year pastor and wife appreciation service.
Wow. Is there going to be food?
I believe there will be food. Yeah.
Just, you guys know the diva. Where there's food, I'll go. Okay.
Outside of that, just the you know, continued teaching of the Word of God, we also have a Sunday school class that starts at 9:30 on Sundays, and we have Wednesday night Bible studies. The Wednesday night Bible study starts at 7 p.m.
All right. I thank you guys both for coming on air. Usually we would have had music in the beginning, but today we're going to have music at the end. And six-time a Grammy Award-winning Arthur Rowland is going to take us out with a song. He will be on the radio tomorrow. He has agreed to bless us, just like Pastor Cedric and his wife did. We are very grateful for the interview. But before you guys go, I just want to really encourage you and thank you for your time and say your product is amazing. And please keep doing what you do, because you guys are going big places. And I really have to say the colors are fantastic. So whoever chose those colors, you really, it's an eye catcher.
Well, thank you so much. Once again, we want to say thank you for the opportunity. We'll continue to pray for your radio show as well, and we just ask that you would keep us in your prayers, and we're just looking forward to bigger and better things and more opportunities just to put the focus on the Lord and bring him glory.
Amen.
Amen. And I would appreciate if you guys, as I tell everybody, my show does not cost anything. It's just a referral for a new person to come on the show. But I always encourage people, if you have a 30-second commercial or a minute commercial or a commercial, please send it my way. I will play it for you. I have no problem with that. When you guys have, when your line does come open, please let us know, and we will advertise that. I really appreciate your time, and I'm just grateful that people hold on. Actually, wait a minute before we go off the air. Oh, we have a caller, 310-330. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Am I calling Justin Dabney?
And how are you? And how do you know the Pastor Cedric and his wife?
Oh, I grew up with him. He's a childhood friend of mine.
Really? So what's his favorite football team?
I don't know that.
What kind of friend? Really?
I wouldn't even have to call like that.
Well, what did you, thank you for coming on. I just always like to ask you about the football team. Because any of my friends know I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. All right. So
I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
All right. All right. Well, how would you like to encourage a pastor and his wife today?
Oh, I just want to speak on the brand pretty much really quick. I have my own brand, and I support his. You know, most people have their brand. They don't support others, but I brought his product. He puts a lot of time into it. It's good quality. And, of course, you've been listening to the meaning, what it's behind. And I just want to let him know that I support him, and I want to tell anybody else that's out there that check his line out.
Well, you know what? I love networking, and I would like for you to actually message me so we can get you on the show. But before you go, tell us about your brand, because you're already here for a second.
Yes, it's an awesome brand as well.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, my brand is called Tigid, spelled T-G-I-D. It stands for The Game is Dirty. It's been out about 5 or 6 years. I've had it in like 17 store locations. Right now it's currently in 5 locations. And I don't have time to read the meaning, but if anyone can go to the website, thegameisdirty.com, and you can read the mission statement or what it's behind. And it has true meaning. It's things about people go through in life. It's not just a brand about clothes. It's just actually a mindset, and people have reacted to it really well. And also, one of the reasons I want to call in is because even my friend said that he responded to my brand. He helped me out. I want to do the same thing for him. And I've seen a lot of brands since I started. I've seen a lot of brands that start within 1 year and fall because they have no meaning. There's no structure to them. Instead, his brand has a meaning to it. And those are the brands I support. Instead of, you know, brands about somebody's name or click, that's not it. It's about having meaning and bringing a thought process along with clothing people.
Thank you so much, and you just reminded me that if anybody does have something they want to promote, a brand, a business, an author, a singer, or a writer, you can send me an email at cvwpdiva@gmail.com, or you can actually call me at
952-3292.
And yes, I put my number out there because I have another phone. So don't think that I don't like have another phone number for all those people that just be laughing like, oh my God, she put her number out there. Okay, one last thing I want to tell everybody. I did an article about 2 weeks ago, I'm really starting to come clean with online dating. And the dangers that is. I would encourage everybody to read that article because now it's becoming rampant where men and women are going on getting fake accounts. I've pointed out 20 things. I'm not going to bore you guys with it. That'll be the show next week. But you guys really need to take that seriously because if somebody's coming in your inbox, and let me just do it for you. I want you to be the mother of my children. You're the most beautiful woman in the world. That saved me. Okay, it doesn't happen like that. And I need you guys to get on that. Even women are doing that to men, and it's not okay. So you guys really need to start taking it seriously. I've posted the pictures of the one person that did that, which is not the actual person, but at least you'll be aware of that picture. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for listening. And remember, if you suffer from depression, mental health, maybe you need food referrals. That's for the United States. In Romania, I think it's 1311. That's a whole other story why I would know that, and I'll tell you guys later. But for the United States, it's 211. Please share this broadcast, and I thank everybody for listening. and for people calling in. You guys have a great week. And Pastor Cedric, would you pray us out?
Sure. And right before I pray us out, I just want to definitely give a shout-out to Clarence Jones. Thanks for everything that you've done and your support along the way as well. So let us pray, Father. Just saying thank you, Father. We thank you that this broadcast, Lord, went as well as it did. We thank you, Father, again, for all of the listeners that are out there and for the those who will become listeners. Father God, I'm praying in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless Sabrina from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet for what she's doing. Father God, it's positive, and Lord, it's needed. The truth is needed to get out there. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would open her heart and her mind, Lord, and lead her to where you would have her to be, Father, so that all of the people may be blessed. Father, we once again, as we close this particular broadcast, we just ask, Lord, that you would just continue to do what you do and reign. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you guys for listening. And this is Arthur Rowland's song, which will be on tomorrow at 5 p.m. And it's One of Worship. You guys have a great night. Good job, sir.
I'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to you, Lord, you are my refuge. I will say to you, Lord, you are my King. Let me worship. I will let me worship. Let me worship. I will worship. Anointing away, let it continuously flow out of my mouth. For you have done marvelous things. Let me give you all of the praise.
I want to
all of the praise. That's why I give you all of my praise. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the saints, every day of my life, I will continuously praise your name. For you have done marvelous things. For you have done marvelous things. Let me worship and adore you. Day. For you alone,
Sarah. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow, 5 p.m. on Rolling with the Diva with Arthur Roland. Thank you guys for listening. You're awesome. There will be an echo on the show, but just think of it this way. You get to double hear the information. I think the echoes went away now. Pastor Cedric and Lady Sharon, are you guys still there?
We are.
What did you guys think of our, Mr. Roland's song?
I like it. Yeah, it's
you
a nice
guys
song.
Have to, I'll have to put you guys in touch with him. The man has an amazing story. He'll tell you tomorrow. He went from having everything to God humbling him, him living in his car, and God opening up and giving him six times of everything. And now he's on a mission to just give the word
wow.
to God. So you guys, if you get a chance, listen in. But I really would like you guys to be in touch with him, because I can tell you now that'd be a great man to have it to have at your church to talk to speak. He's been. You guys know what the Stellar Awards are.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a six-time Grammy for that. So.
Wow. The
just amazing.
Has a Job.
Man. I'm humble. Huh?
He has a Job story.
Yeah, he
One
does.
Who has
he
lost
really
everything,
does.
But in the end, God gives him double for the trouble.
And I'm gonna tell you tomorrow. I'll have to send you guys a link after the show tomorrow. He's an amazing man. It was so funny last week because we got our time zones mixed up. It was actually my fault. But he was just how can I make it up to you? I was like, oh my God, you're Arthur Roland. He's like, that doesn't matter. This is something I promised. He's an amazing, humble man of God. And I want to point out to people, sometimes the show goes a little longer, but I want to point out to people, lately I have been here interviewing some amazing African-American. Everybody knows I like the term Black America because I came from that era with Martin Luther King. But I'm really, really proud of my people. I'm proud of what they're doing. I'm proud of this worship wear. I'm proud of Clarence Jones being the man for over 25 years who silently has dressed a lot of players and who has done some amazing things. I'm thankful for Mr. Roland. I'm thankful for Lady Cassandra. Just all these people have come on the air and given me their time. I feel really blessed. Sometimes I feel like I'm the worst sinner in the world, but then God will just humble me with an interview like this and reminds me how much he loves me. Anybody knows me, I'm a very emotional person. I'm really humbled by everything that God's doing for me. And if you don't know God, I really encourage you to listen to this. Contact Pastor Cedric, his wife, and there's many, or contact me, and I can put you in touch with some good churches. But, you know, I know a lot of people who say they don't believe in anything, don't have a higher power, and they struggle. You need to have a higher power, because times like this, when I'm trying to rebrand myself and get away from some kind of interview to go to better, God is showing me that he has my back. What do you guys think, Pastor and wife?
I think you are spot on there, because we all are sinners saved by grace, and we have to recognize that there's a God that who's in control of everything. And so we have to surrender and submit to him. And those of us that have not, we will soon. I haven't always been a pastor, and God brought me to a point of humility to where I had to recognize that he's in charge. And so, again, I just believe that we all will face that at some point in time, and we have to make a decision. Either we're going to surrender to him, or we're going to live a life not connected and realize the struggles. Not to say that we won't struggle, but at least we know that we have the support and strength to help us to endure through hardships.
Amen. And on Friday, I want to point out to you guys, I've been blessed by Dr. Paul Kelly and his wife, Mrs. Kelly, to give them almost like an interview. I'm actually interviewing before the book it's actually out, but it's sort of kind of a pre-release. I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Kelly on the book called Homelessness in the Church. Why Didn't I Know That? And what he's talking about is that sometimes people go to church And they can feel like they don't have a home within a church. Sometimes they get depressed going to church, and sometimes the people of the church can make them depressed, but it's not always intentional. And he talks about his experience, but how to get past that. This is his second book. He's the pastor of Pastor's Time. It's an amazing book. He's most of it is his experience and his wife's experience and a little research, but I encourage you guys to listen to that again, another amazing, amazing African-American family who's doing great things. I know in today's society right now we are having a lot of race issues and people are struggling, but I want you guys to go back and a lot of the shows I've had lately, God has just, to me, done some amazing things and has actually put, without me even just realizing it until now, orchestrated some great pillars that are strong African-American men and women of this world, and just put aside their color. These are strong pillars who have stood strong, worked for what they wanted, and said, I'm going to do this even against the odds, and I'm going to do this because I'm a human being. So don't always look at the color. Look at the actions of the people, and everybody that I've been able to interview lately has been proving society wrong. So you guys need to best, like, look that up. Sorry the show went a little bit over, but you know me, sometimes things just happen, and Arthur Rowland's song prompted me to say that. I swear sometimes I think I need to probably go back to church a little bit more often, and maybe have a little bit more knowledge. But anyway, it's all good. Well, that's it. You guys, thank you for tuning in. I'm really gonna need you guys to follow me in July because you guys will see me on the train from Oakland, California, up to Chicago in my worship wear apparel. So, and they do have 1X and 2X, and so just so you guys, women, and 3X. So don't worry about that because they're having that. So you just have to send them an email and get that. All right, Pastor and wife, thank you so much. You guys are amazing. And be blessed and have a good night.
All right.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.